Kia. Hey, tell them we declare war on this one right here. Yeah. Man, it's time to break up the silence. We've been awfully quiet. It ain't time to get turned down. Man, it's time to be crying. Crying out from that rooftop with a smooth.
Yo, what up, good people? It's your man Lynn in the building. Again. Yo. Hope y'all doing all right out there, man. Hope your day went well. I pray that God is blessing you and your family, your life, your job, everything around you. I pray that God is blessing, because he in the blessing business, y'all. You know what I mean? I ain't talking about no money. I'm just saying, God in the blessing business, all right? He also in the saving soul business, so get down with that, too. So look, man, I'm on this mic again because this week, you know, I was a little disturbed. I was a little fired up this week because of some things I was seeing on the news and some things some folks were saying on the news and in newspapers and things like that. And I found myself caught up in what they were saying, caught up with the words they chose to use. And I found myself a bit angry and agitated that these people had the audacity to say the things they had to say, you know. And I felt like, yo, man, enough of this nonsense, man. Enough of all of these people bad-mouthing my God and saying all kinds of things, man. Enough of this nonsense, man. Enough of everything that's going on in this world, man. And I'm out here every day, you know. I'm looking at the news. I'm looking at everything that's going on in this world, man. People killing each other at a high clip, man. You got people running up in the houses, shooting up everybody. People going up in the schools, shooting innocent babies, man. You got people blowing up things, man. You got so much stuff not just happening in the United States, but happening in the world, man. You've got little girls being sold into slavery, man, and to sexual slavery, man. You've got, you know, people being abused. You've got people just... there's just so much hurt and there's so much evil right now on this planet that I feel like it's just going to explode, man. You know, and I'm going to tell y'all the truth, man. See, and I had to really pray before I turned on this microphone. Because had I recorded this just 2 days ago, this would just be full of fire and venom. And I don't believe that it would give you what I believe is going to give you now. So I'll tell you one thing, okay? One of my anger points was with the Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who, whether you know or not, has been a proponent of homosexual marriage for years now. And I'm not talking about this so I can talk about homosexual marriage. I'm just saying that this guy has been a proponent of that, and I'm framing what I'm talking about. Okay, so in an article, he said, he was quoted as saying that he would rather go to the other place, you know, the other place, hell, than to serve a homophobic God. And I was like, what? He said he'd rather go to hell than to serve a homophobic God. Now, when they listed the quote, it said that he'd rather go to the other place, you know, the other place, than to serve an homophobic God. And I thought to myself, for real? Why would an archbishop say something like that, right? And it's not about defending anybody or anything other than defending the gospel. So I became outraged at that comment. And the reason why is, if you don't agree with the homosexual movement, then now you're told that you're homophobic. So I'm like, it's one thing to tell me that I'm homophobic, right? Even though I don't like it and I don't believe I am, right? Okay? I don't believe I'm homophobic because I don't agree with something, okay? But to suggest now that my God is homophobic because he does not agree in his word with what you are doing? Are you out of your mind? And so I became enraged, man. I was upset, man. And I couldn't even think straight. I was like, what? You know what? It's time to get on the mic, man. I done had enough of this world. I done had enough of what's going on out here. I'm fired up about this nonsense. And I can't believe this man came out his mouth with this stuff. Does he know who he talking to? Does he know the God he's talking to? Does he know that the earth is God's footstool? Does he know that the ruler of the air has been evicted because of Christ's death and resurrection? Does he know that? Why would he say something like that? I'm saying to myself. So I had to calm down, y'all. I had to calm down because I had to talk to y'all. So I'm like, man, what's up with this? But when I prayed about it, man, you know, God brought me back down to the planet. Because, see, God is not confused about who he is. You see what I'm saying? God is not confused about who he is and his power and what he has the ability to do. God is not confused. So what Mr. Tutu says is irrelevant to God, and it has no authority and no power over God. So God is not, oh, I can't believe this man just said this about me. But man, I was offended because, well, that's my God. And I thought, how do you say that? And so, you know, I prayed. And the bottom line was this. You know, in 2 Timothy, in the 3rd chapter, it talks about how difficult it would be in the last days. That times would be difficult and men would grow worse and worse. They become reckless. They would become conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They would become, you know, malicious in their gossips and, you know, boastful and arrogant and so many different things that men would become in this day and time. And it was like God was saying, hey, man, listen, don't get caught up in that. Don't get caught up in his words or their approach. Bring yourself back to my word. Because my word establishes you. My word establishes you. Understanding my word establishes you. And the reason why they can't hear is because they're not of God, man. Listen, the word is clear, man. It's clear about this, man. I think it's over like in 1 John 4. It says, you are of God, little children. And have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who's in the world. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak as of the world. And the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this, we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. That's the word of God, man. That's the word of God. That's 1 John, 4th chapter, where it talks about, hey, man, don't believe every spirit you hear, but test these spirits to see if they're of God, because there's so many false prophets. Now, I don't want to call Mr. Tutu anything, because I don't want him to be my focus, because he shouldn't be. He shouldn't be my focus, because the word is also clear that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against spiritual principalities in heavenly places. So my battle is not against that, but I must make a stand as a believer in what I believe. And so I almost feel like I should be compelled to be offended when somebody offends God and his word and his ways. I feel like I should get up and say something. But the way we fight it is not fighting Mr. Tutu, but the fight is on our knees. The fight is in educating ourselves in the word of God and becoming what we read. We must become what we read, and we must stop with all of these excuses as to why we cannot become what we read. If God has suggested to us and commanded us to be this way, then he has obviously given us the power to be it. Why else would he say that all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work? We have got to be about this scripture so that we won't, like I did, get caught up in what somebody is saying and get caught up in my anger and rage. And I still believe I should be offended when somebody tries to offend a gospel and a thing that I believe, right? Just like they get offended when you don't believe what they believe. I'm not saying that I'm going to get mad at somebody because they don't want to be down with the kingdom, but I believe to speak out like that against God's word, I should have a feeling about that because he is in me. I should have a feeling about that, but I cannot allow that feeling to make me run out and do things I should not do. I have to educate myself. And so this is what I want to encourage you in right now. I know you guys are seeing all of this stuff too. I know some of these things are angering you, and all of these movements that are going down that's against God's word and against his ways. Listen, you won't find me out picketing nobody, because God loves all of them. God wants all of them to come and be born again and saved. And so I don't pretend like I did not come from a place where I was in need of God. And I'm still, obviously, will always be in a place where I need God. So just like, again, in the word, it says, hey, man, you were once dead in trespasses and sin too. So listen, we were all in sin. We were all living our lives according to the prince of the power of the air. That's Ephesians 2. We were all like that. We were all living in our former lust of flesh. We were all in a place at one point where we had almost the same type of mindset as these people that we now abhor. So I'm saying to y'all, quit feeling that way. Quit approaching it like that. We have got to be people who remember where we come from, remember the death that God had to save us from. When we now deal with people who are in the public being loud about things that we hold and cherish to be dear to us, we have to, if we are going to overcome and continue to make strides, we're going to have to not respond in anger, bang, bang, shoot them up. We are going to have to respond in God's word. We're going to have to respond with real love, God's love, because God's love corrects. It's not just a nice thing, like people like to say. We talk about that some other time. But we have to respond with understanding our word, understanding that it's there to help us and to equip us, understanding that because we have come from a place of being lost, understand that these people are lost. They cannot hear God. They cannot hear us because they are not of God. So in order for them to hear God, they must come to God. And in order to come to God, they must come through Christ. So that's the deal. That's what I'm hollering at you about right now. Get fired up, but get fired up in his word. Walk out what his word says. If you got issues in your life, get in that word and do what the word says do. And let's go get this thing in the name of Jesus, man. Let's stop sitting around on the sideline while these people are accosting our gospel, while we are not being heard. Man, I don't care how you do it. Get you a microphone. Get you a YouTube page. Write columns online. Buy you up some URLs online. Buy you up you some www spots. Make some web pages. Pass out some tracks. Man, be an example in your life, man, and love on people. It don't matter. Just because you don't agree with what they're doing doesn't mean that God doesn't love them. God does not, absolutely does not love their actions, but he absolutely loves them. And the way that we do it with God. So, man, look. Let's get out here and let's get busy and don't get all scared because you see people tripping and going off about God. Because remember, the Bible in Matthew 12 said that the devil, they called him the ruler of the air. But Christ came and removed the ruler of the air with his death and his resurrection. And God said that the earth is his footstool. So because he is in us and about us and with us, his power reigns supreme over all of it. So when you go out in boldness, because his word says that he didn't give you a spirit of fear. Let me say it again. He did not give you a spirit of fear. Oh, so I can't even say it, y'all. I'm so hyped right now. He did not give you a spirit of fear, but sound mind, boldness, and love. Go out and in those three, serve God, man. Get fervent. Get busy. Stop playing. Get off fences. Get in the game. Do whatever you need to do, man, in terms of spreading that word. Put it on your t-shirt. Put it on your hat. Put a sticker inside your car if you don't want to put it on the outside of your car. You know what I mean? Some of y'all got nice cars. And you might not want to put a sticker on your car. You don't have to put a sticker on your car. I'm just saying, do something. Do something. Let's not just let their voice be heard. Let's be heard ourselves for the kingdom. I'ma holler at you. It's your man, the Day Jesus Spoke hiphop.com. I love y'all, man. Peace. I'm out of here. Man, it's time to get violent. And it's time to get big mouth. Selling off with them sirens. How we supposed to be Protestants? But tolerance is our idol. We forming alliances with our rivals. Huh? Man, it's time to set it off. Civil disobedience ain't never wrong. Last I checked, America was better off with Martin Luther King and Coretta Mutt standing there. Do something, white brain man, do something. Every time we stop moving, they find a way to remove something. Every time we get lax, man, they kick back, you know that we lose something. That's how they got our prayer about it, they school systems. That's how they got the commandments out of that courthouse. Word of God, it got forced out. Voice of God, it got tossed out. Supreme Court, it's like a teen sport. Pass a law to abort a child. Keep the 1% happy, the other 99 is in the poorhouse. Will the real Christians stand up? All the protesters, hands up. Don't nobody wanna feel alone, huh? Tell them we declare war. It's real right here. It's time to take action. It's time to take a stand. Tell them we declare war. Tell them we declare war. Root, tear down. It ain't time to let.